Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is, and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you are supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast.
Man, yesterday was packed. Yesterday was a blessed day. I'm just excited for what today holds. Man, great opportunity to be with the kids over in Chandler. Had some breakthroughs with some one-on-one meetings. Going to be doing some really cool things with my nonprofit coming up here soon, Planted Not Buried. So stay tuned for that. Man, had some powerful like one-on-one sessions with some kids, helping them get on track and get some goals and some visions in their life. And I want to reward them for their hard work. If they can do a few things in their life, I want to reward them through our nonprofit and give them something that they really need. So stay tuned. I want you guys to be a part of that. I think we can really bless some kids, in that regard. Lights off here. That's okay. But let me pray real quick. Father God, I just pray for anybody listening that they would have the ability, that they would have the space, that they would have the margin to just breathe today. Lord, that they would just think about their breath. They would think about the breath in their lungs. They would think about how amazing you are, that everyone on this planet, 8 billion people, there's never a lack of oxygen for us. For all of us, you've cared for us. For all of us, you've said, my child is going to breathe, right? For all of us, you said, they're going to breathe, and there's no lack of air. So why would there be any lack of any resource that we need, God? I realize people are struggling in certain areas. People need food. People need water. People need all these different resources, Lord. I just ask that you would bring them to them, Lord, that we are so fortunate here in America. We're so fortunate to have a lot of these necessities, Lord. And I pray for anyone that doesn't have it, Lord, that you'd send somebody, that you'd send people to give them resources, that we would be cognizant of that, Lord, but we all breathe this amazing air, and that we would focus on that and be grateful for that today. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just had this thought as I was running, and I was just breathing that breath in my lungs. And I was just like, how is this possible that God takes care of all of us, that God allows all of us to breathe, that we all have enough air to breathe in this entire world? And I want you just to think about that today. As you're running, as you're working out, as you're walking, as you're going to work, as you're going throughout your day, like, God has given enough air for everybody to breathe, right? There is enough air in this world for everyone to breathe it in and breathe it out. And I think a lot of times for me, I'm going to be vulnerable and transparent here. I treat my life sometimes like there's lack of oxygen coming. Like I'm breathing today. I'm grateful today. I have enough today, and God has already blessed me with enough today. Matthew 6 talks about the birds of the air don't worry about the food that they eat. They neither reap nor sow, but they always have enough, and God always provides, and they never go hungry. But oftentimes, I believe, like, there's times in my life where I have what I need. I have all that I need. God has blessed me. I have checks coming into the bank account. But then the next day, I'm already worried about the next month. I'm already worried, and that's just the nature of sales and commission when you work like that. But I'm already worried about the next month, right? But like, when has God not provided for me? When has He not given me enough? And maybe you think, well, you know, God, that's not the situation for me. Like, God didn't give me this. God didn't give me that. But a lot of times, God will always, always provide for those who are in need, right? Who desperately need it, who call out to Him, who want to be righteous, who want to repent, who want to repent of their sins, who want to walk in a different light, right? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and be righteous, and you will be given all that you need. So if you remain righteous, you remain seeking God first, why would He not give you all that you need? The birds always have things to eat. We always have air to breathe. We always, always, always have air to breathe. And I sometimes get caught up in thinking about, is there going to be air? Is there going to be air for me to breathe tomorrow? Is there going to be air for me to breathe next month? Is there going to be air for me to breathe in the summer? And it's like, come on, child. Like, God wouldn't allow you to not have enough. He wouldn't allow you to not have the things that you need, right? He's not going to just take away the air. And that's how unfathomable God is. 8 billion people are breathing the same air right now. 8 billion people, it's going through their lungs. And I just wanted to, when I was running, I just wanted to share that with you. Just sit in that for a little bit. We're all breathing, 8 billion people, the same air. He's taking care of all of us at the same time. He's taking care of all of us at the same time. Do you have enough air today? Are you breathing today? That means you're strong enough for today. You have enough for today. And I need to catch myself, stop thinking so much in the future, because that causes anxiety about what I don't yet have, and start thinking about what's happening right now. How can I be more present today? How can I be more present with the gift God has given me today, which is my life, which is the people I'm going to encounter, which is my family? Am I going to pray for my children? And am I going to serve my wife? Are you going to do the things that you've been called to do today? Not worrying about tomorrow, but focusing on right now. You have breath in your lungs, my friend. Go and use that breath in your lungs to pour out to other people, to lay hands on other people, to do what you're called to do, to respond to the Spirit. Right? A lot of times people think, I don't know what to say. Luke 12:12 says, for when the time is right, I will tell you what to say. You think, I don't know if I could pray for other people. I don't know if I can encourage them. Well, start encouraging from the Holy Spirit, asking God to do the power and do the transformation. We can't do the power and the transformation. I pray that before every time I go and take the stage. Like, God, I can't do this without you. There's no power in my voice. There's no transformation in my voice, right? I prepared, but the power and transformation, the pierced hearts, is going to come from you. And God will do the same thing when He's asking you to pray for somebody, when He's asking you to do something for His kingdom. But just realize, just like the birds, they have enough for today. Let's just focus on the breath in our lungs right now. Focus on the fact that 8 billion people are breathing the same air. That's unfathomable. And He cares for you. God cares for you. Read that verse over and over again. I pinned it in the description. Breathe in and breathe out today. You got enough strength today. You got enough for today. For tomorrow has its own worries. But today, let's worry about breathing in our air today, being grateful for what we have today. And He's always going to provide for the righteous. I hope this blesses you. Have an amazing day. Let's go and get it.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way you think. Leave a 5-star review and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonville.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonville.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on because we got root work to do.